Okay, I think we've got your audio just great. So let's add you in. All right. Great. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, we are at MLS is back week. You kick off play this weekend. What's it like in the locker room? How are guys feeling? You ready to get that ball rolling?
Yeah, we all feel excited. Everyone's inching, you know, the way to start the season and start on a good note. So everyone's happy. Everyone's in, you know, blithe nature. And we're really excited to get the season going.
Fantastic. You all have a new coach in Hernan Lozada. Can you just talk a little bit about what he's brought to the team and what he's putting in place for this season?
Yeah, you know, Hernan's a great coach. He really is working us hard in the preseason and getting us, you know, fit to, you know, his standard. And we're all working very hard to be as prepared as possible for opening day. And, you know, Coach Hernan's a great coach. He, you know, he's a player's coach, so he always wants to hear from the players. And he's always, you know, positive in and on the field and off the field. So it's really good to have him on the field, staying positive and always teaching what he's, you know, learned as a coach in Belgium and bringing it to MLS. So it's, yeah, he's been very, very good with us, and I can't wait to start the season with him.
Just a reminder for our media members, if you do have questions, please feel free to push the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen and we'll get to your questions. As we're waiting for our media members to press the raise hand button, I just want to ask you a little bit about being a homegrown player. And so DC United has 6 homegrown players on the squad. Can you talk to us about what it's like to come up as a group from the academy and now be playing on the first team? Is there a sense of familiarity that helps when you're stepping on the field?
I think, first of all, it's just, you know, a blessing to be a part of such a great organization with DC. And, you know, I started when I was 14, and now that, you know, I'm 23 now, and I'm in the homegrown system, and, you know, I made my way from, you know, 14 and to now. It's just an incredible stride, and it's really cool to see other homegrowns just like me getting their opportunity at this level. And so now that, you know, I'm one of the older homegrowns, so now we have, you know, Kevin, Moses, Griffin, and Jacob Greeny, and, you know, we have all these young homegrowns, and hopefully I can, you know, take them under my wing and hopefully, you know, guide them through the season, and hopefully we can have a great season with all the homegrowns, and hopefully we can have them all on the field at one time. So that'll be a very special time for, you know, the DC organization and the academy organization. So it's just being a blessing to play for this club and being a homegrown.
And you also played at Maryland, where your father is the president. Can you just talk to us about what that is like, where you have a continuation? You know, I could watch you play in college. Now you're in your hometown team, and he can continue watching you. How is that to be able to, you know, step on the field in front of your family, your friends, in your home market?
Right. I think it's just also a blessing. You know, he's, you know, supported me ever since, you know, I started soccer when I was, you know, 5 years old. And, you know, just seeing him, you know, grow as a person and, you know, as a professor, and he was the dean, and then now he's the president of the university, and he always has been supported through my soccer endeavors. And you know, he's a very academically oriented person, but he always was supportive in whatever I was doing athletically, and I really had you know, a passion for soccer, and he supported that. And you know, he's just been just a loving, a great father, a great role model, and he's, you know, someone I look up to every day. So it's just been, you know, just been a blessing just to be a part of, you know, with him and just being, you know, his son.
Thanks so much. With that, we'll go open it up to a couple media members. We're going to kick it off with Jeff Carl from ESPN. Jeff, your line is now open.
Thanks, Lauren. Hi, Donovan. Your manager, Hernan Lozada, made some pointed comments about the team's fitness. Where do you, in terms of, you know, the progression through preseason, and what's it been like to adapt to his style of play?
Sorry, can you repeat the question one more time?
Hernan Lozada made some pointed comments about the team's fitness and where they were at. You know, in your view, from what you see, you know, how's that process going, and what's it been like to kind of adapt to his style of play?
You know, it's been a really big adaptation, and we all had to, you know, jump on board on what he wanted. So, you know, he's preaching his philosophy, and we all want to be – everyone wants to be on board to what he's, you know, preaching to us. And basically, we want to, you know, focus on what we have to do, you know, physically, and we have to do, you know, in the weight room or on the field. and also just staying as fit as possible. And so these, you know, past two, 3 months, you know, we've been working really hard and keeping our fitness and making sure that, you know, we're staying healthy and just being, you know, hopefully as fit as possible for the season. And he's been a great, he's done a great job with that. And he holds us accountable with, you know, our weights and our eating habits, and, you know, been very consistent with that. And he's keeping very close eye on every one of us. So he's taken in and like in his, you know, just he's always focused on everybody and making sure that everybody's held accountable for everything that they're doing. So, yeah.
And Donovan, do you mind expanding on anything that was in particular in your case, you know, any tweaks that were made or new habits that you're learning to integrate into your game?
I think more so just staying consistent with my diet and my weight. So I think that was kind of big for everybody. So I think that's one thing that, you know, I kind of focused on making sure that, you know, I'm staying healthy with the stuff that I'm putting in my body for recovery and for, you know, energy. And, you know, that's how I'm going to perform on the field. So it's really cool how he's, you know, making sure that we all eat the right things and eat healthy, and we have a nutritionist and making sure we communicate with that to them. So it's really cool how we're transitioning from last year to this year with the stuff that he's implementing. And it's paid, you know, dividends so far. So it's pretty cool transition. But for, yeah, I haven't really seen the tweets because I don't have a Twitter. So I didn't really, you know, I'm not sure what he said, but yeah.
Thanks so much. Our next question will go to Tom Bogert. Tom?
Hey, Donovan, thanks for taking the time. Kind of sticking with that theme, you know, what can we expect by DC United this season, you know, by way of style and tactics and aesthetics?
For tech, I think we just look for us. We're going to be very aggressive. We're going to be a hungry team. We're going to really push the opposition and try to, you know, counter as much as possible. So we're going to be a very hopefully fit and aggressive team on the offensive and defensive slate. And we're hopefully can score a lot of goals this season. So just look for us just being as aggressive as possible and hopefully getting a good amount of goals this season.
Thanks so much, Tom. Our next question will go to Anna Diosa with Yahoo. Andy?
Hey, Donovan, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, thank you. With not just navigating all of the hardships of what came with 2020 and last season and the stop and go and everything that basically people had to deal with, how comfortable and how excited are you, in particular maybe the team, just getting back to a little bit of normalcy, having some fans in stadiums and kind of trying to, you know, get back to what we're used to as the season approaches?
Yeah, I think, you know, we all are excited. You know, it's good to have, you know, at least 25% of the fans back in the stadium. We're all excited to have fans back in the stadium because it's really weird when you're, you know, playing with no fans and you're pumping in crowd noise from last year. And when you score, you're just like, where are the fans? Oh, there's no fans, but you still run over to your teammates to celebrate. So it's going to be really good to see someone, you know, either family, friends, and, you know, fans and supporters, to see them at the you know, start our opening day. And it's going to be probably an emotional, you know, event, and it's going to be very exciting. And, you know, we can't wait to see everybody at the first game.
Thank you so much. We have another question from Jeff Carl. Jeff?
Thanks, Lauren. You know, Donovan, obviously social justice issues are still very much front of mind for the entire country. And given that we're approaching, you know, the 1 year anniversary of George Floyd and his death, I was wondering, you know, what are your thoughts on steps that the league has taken, that DC United has taken to try to address social justice issues and try to aim for more equity?
I think going on a slate, you know, the Players Coalition. So I think it's good that we, you know, initiated that, and we're going off a lot of feedback from players, from organizations, from all, you know, all MLS teams. And we're just trying to find solutions among players, among, you know, our teammates, staff, and we're just trying to get to a good, you know, hopefully common ground and what we have to implement to, you know, better the games and, you know, stop racism in the games. And you see that in Europe. So we're trying to, you know, push that aside in the MLS, and we're trying to be as vocal as possible with the Black Players Coalition and, you know, MLSPA and the Players Association. We're trying to just make sure everyone's on, you know, is following suit in what we're trying to implement as players and as just, you know, a whole league. And I hope that, you know, we keep pushing the initiative and the stuff that we're doing. I don't, you know, be specific, but there is, you know, stuff that's going to be implemented hopefully this year, and you'll see hopefully a lot of progression and a lot of social justice that we'll do throughout the season. So, but thank you for your question.
Thank you so much. And Donovan, we just want to give you one more chance. Anything that you want to express to media members in advance of the season, what they should be looking out for when it comes to DC United before we let you head back and keep preparing for the season?
Just stay tuned, guys. We're going to hopefully have a great season.